gentlemen. Speaking of coals, some are hard to get started, like a car I used to have. I'd step on the starter and... But older coal starts like my new 1941 model. Why? That's easy, too. You see, each lump of older coal is just brimful of heat. That's what makes this coal burn so freely. So if there should be a long spell of mild weather and you let the furnace fire go out, don't worry. When some chilly days come again, it's no trouble at all to start a fresh fire with older and have heat up in a jiffy. That's why it will pay you to order a supply right now and get the goods of America's largest-selling Pocahontas this spring. You can either find your Olga dealer in the classified phone book under Olga, spelled O-L-G-A, or you can write to this station for his name and phone number. Whichever you do, remember Olga Cole. Now, here's the hermit.
Buy it from you.
Sure. They can have stone that nearly killed me. I'd be afraid of these things. I remember in old country, they tell me it is bad omen. I know like they can have stone. I want sheep to be taken out of field. I not want nothing there that nearly killed me.
Doesn't look so bad. Now, if you let me stay here for a few days.
Newt.
We all got to be my name.
I'm Nita Hayne of the Brown Geological Society.
You'll call me in, please?
Yes, thank you. Oh, what a nice farm home you have.
Thank you. Maybe work hard for make what we got. Some year crops be good and there'll be something left over to buy for how.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
You come in the living room and sit down, huh?
Well, let's sit here in the kitchen. It's so very pleasant.
Take it out, please.
Thank you.
I make you hot coffee, huh?
Mrs. Newt, as you no doubt guessed when I told you I was from the Brown Geological Society, I've come as a representative of my society to examine the meteorites that have fallen on your property.
Oh, so many people come to see. They went through my man's field. He'd be worried. Even in night, he might dream big stone. She'd be bad on.
Oh, we mustn't worry about that. And if Mr. Newt will allow us, we'll buy the meteor from him. You see, I've driven a truck. We've engaged some men from nearby to help, and in a day's time, we'll have it loaded and gone away.
Oh, Darcy, good.
I'm sorry, I must ask if you'll allow me to room and board with you here for a day or so.
Oh, sure, Darcy. Good to get company. Now I'm not coffee.
Ah, that sounds good. While you're getting it ready, I'll go out to the truck and bring in my luggage.
Miss Payne, you like sweet apple pie?
Oh, indeed I do. I'm now going to count calories for 2 whole days.
Oh, my Johnny, you naughty.
Oh, better have some, Mr. Newt. It's delicious.
Ah, the appetite. He'd be gone, by golly.
Look, lady, she's on you, Johnny. Big strong, she's been on that car.
That's right, Mr. Newt. There are no superstitions connected with him anymore. Science has exploded all of that.
She'll tell you, John.
Long ago, people thought the meteors that fell from the sky meant that the good and the bad angels were having a fight and throwing rocks at each other.
I don't know. Something he did tell me in dream. He's the bad omen.
Hmm. Well, look. Each of these meteors has been moving through space for ages, and they'd still be pursuing their orbit around the sun if they hadn't collided with the Earth.
Once this storm was pulled here on our field, it go around the storm?
Yes, Mrs. Newt, in obedience to the law of gravitation.
You learn all this in your study?
We're learning more and more all the time.
You've got to be falling work for girls to do.
You think so?
You're not married?
Very soon I shall. And the boy I'm going to marry works in the same institute as I do.
About this fine, eh, John?
Yeah. Please excuse me, missus. I got work for to do in barn.
Oh, this time. From the morning storm falling, see, my Johnny act like this is. So funny. Talk by night and sleep, but in daytime between nothing at all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All the time before, he's so jolly.
Well, don't you worry now, Mrs. Newt. Tomorrow morning, the men your husband has engaged will be here. We'll get busy with the hacksaws, the ropes, and all the paraphernalia I've brought with me. By late afternoon, the work will be finished. The next morning, I'll be on my way to the city. There'll be nothing more for Mr. Newt to worry about. The meteorite will be gone.
Now, I'm told the truth, all right. This stone is some size.
You cut this piece sawed off? Is that right, miss?
That's right. I'll make a test examination of the stone in the house this evening.
But this is the biggest one that ever fell from the sky.
Oh, no. There was one that fell in southwest Africa some years ago that weighed nearly 50 tons.
Think of that, John. The stone that size has really done some damage to your field.
Lord, by golly. Why be think of nothing? Only that I want this thing she can take away. Look how it born maple trees by edge of field. But your thing got to be bad.
What are the things made of?
Iron, mostly. One was found in Russia once that was composed largely of carbon. There, you've got that part sawed through. I'll take it and put it over here out of the way. I think now you can start shoveling so we can get ready to put the stone on the truck. I don't think you'll need me anymore. I'll go to the house and have a look at the piece we've sawed off. If you want, please keep the horn on the truck.
Yes, miss.
For the life of me, I can't see my head.
You want to buy a stone like this?
You should have checked. This thing is well for the day's work. One man could have taken care of it, all right?
So sooner it be out of field, the better I like.
Never in my life have I seen anyone get so worked up over a thing like a stone as John. Never in my life.
It falls out of sky. It's not got belong here on earth.
Rain falls from the sky, doesn't it? certainly say it belongs here.
Look at John. He trembles every time he looks at it.
What is your bill of proof?
Special type of lens.
There's something very strange about this formation. Very strange. Read my eyes. You break up stone?
Yes. There's no part of a meteor I've ever examined before. I guess it's going to be a very valuable study.
I must be seeing things.
What do you mean?
The uncomprehension.
That be something very funny.
Yes.
Look, Mrs. Newt.
I don't know what you say.
I'm not sure myself, but it looks
lovely. It looks very pretty. It feels like any storm from field.
This discovery will cover the entire world. Only once before has there been any such discovery, and science has scoffed at it.
Look, Missy. I think of where you first found it. It's like a black spot.
Yes, I see. It's burned the table. I can't understand.
Black hole. It means black hole.
Have you a board of some kind I can put it on?
Sure, in the kitchen. I've got pastry for that. I get for you.
Strange. Why would it make a charred place on the table without making a fire? Well, the excitement of the discovery is upsetting. How does it tell you more?
My throat's parched.
Mrs. Newt, may I have a glass of water?
Why, Mother, you've got things so warm.
Yes.
You've got only a little bit of heat in the house. But, my boy, it feels so warm.
I'm so warm, I can't breathe.
I feel safe. Drink water. I don't drink, but it seems not to help. Now I feel weak. I think I'll sit down in the chair. Please be very foolish. It is so thirsty yet.
But still, I get the water this time, I do. Oh. My strength is gone. It's very difficult to walk. Here, drink the water. It's good.
Yeah.
Get her in on the bed. Call
her down. Here, Mike. I finished you up. I
put you on bed.
Go on.
All time I have been, something wrong. I thought she'd come to us. Your face and arm so black.
Jungle.
I heard you call.
Miss James.
I help her to couch.
Oh.
I will carry you to couch now. You big, sick woman, too. Something terrible happened to you and my wife.
You too.
Warm in here, all right. My throat is so dry.
You too. All of us swelling up inside. And our flesh turning black.
So warm.
There's no help. No. No help.
Is there no help for the three that are suffering from this strange malady, eh? Their skin turning black, their throats parched. And what has caused it, eh? What did Rita Hayne discover in the part of the meteor she brought into the house? The hermit will tell you before the night is done.
Sometimes this time of year, your furnace fire may behave like a shooting star. You know what I mean. You keep it banked down for a couple of days, then comes a cold snap. You look in the firebox, see a faint glow, open the draft, but nothing happens. The fire has disappeared. The furnace is out. With Olga Coal, that's not likely to happen, because Olga can stay banked for days without going out. There's so much heat-producing carbon in this fine coal that it holds its fire extra well. Simply smoothes along until you want more heat again. Then, you open the dampers, and almost in a matter of minutes, up comes a flood of delightful warmth. You ought to try a load of Olga, because it's as easy to have around as it is to burn. Olga is clean. It's one of the smokeless coals given a special dustless treatment at the mine. The only Pocahontas treated by the famous Olga process. Stay tuned in, and at the end of this program, and I'll tell you exactly how to find your Olga dealer. As soon as you solve tonight's mysterious doings, along with the hermit.
It is the midnight hour of the same day, and in the city, the fiance of Rita Hayne has awakened his roommate in a sound slumber.
Wake up.
What?
Wake up.
For God's sake, why the dickens have you got all lights turned on?
You've got to come with me.
God, for heaven's sake. What's happened?
Get dressed. Hurry.
I don't know where I'm going first.
It's Rita. What's happened to her?
I don't know.
Did someone call?
Listen, Dick. You know how worried I was earlier this evening that she didn't call me?
Yeah.
She promised she'd call tonight and let me know she was starting cold.
Yeah, I know all about that. What's happened?
There wasn't any phone at that farmhouse. We knew that before she left. But she said she'd go to the nearest phone and call.
Tell me what's happened.
When we first turned off the lights and went to bed, I dreamed she was calling to me for help.
Listen, Scott, I'm going back to sleep.
You're doing nothing of the kind. Listen, I dreamed that twice. And then, just a few minutes ago, I saw her standing over this bed. I heard her voice calling to me for help.
But gosh sake, you'd want to trust
me. I expect you to get back and go out to that farm with me.
Start now? It's over 300 miles from here.
That's a point. She needs me. We can't waste a second. Get dressed. Please, Dick, for my sake.
Why don't you wait until morning? Why don't you wait until she tells you in the flesh, not in dreams, that she needs help?
Okay, Scott, anything you say.
I'll sure be happy when you two say I do.
Where are my shoes?
Here, hurry. You know I wouldn't ask you to do this.
Just in an ordinary dream I had.
What's the difference? Ordinary dreams are nightmares. Neither one of them mean anything.
You're a scientist. You know that.
Nothing like this has ever occurred in my life before.
I tell you, I saw Rita standing over me. Her face was all twisted in pain.
Okay, Scott, I'll go with you.
You see, you're upset.
And I still say it's a mean trick to play on a guy, getting him up in the middle of the night. Station attendant said to turn on his next road.
I remember. A right turn.
It's getting light now. You'll be able to see a lot better from now on. Take it slow now. You should be along here any time, according to that man we talked to in town. Hey, look. There's the Brown Institute truck sitting in the yard. This is the house.
Where?
Reason's going to have the surprise of her life seeing us drive in at 6 o'clock in the morning. And the people who live here.
Yes, they do.
I don't care what they think, as long as Rieger's all right. No one up here yet. Barnyard animals are calling for breakfast. Funny, I always thought farm folk got up at the break of day. What do we do now?
We'll go up to the door and wake them up.
Yes, as you say. I'm looking forward to a good old-fashioned farm breakfast.
I guess there isn't anyone up.
Can't see anyone through the door.
Guess they can't hear us.
Maybe we ought to go around to the kitchen door.
Rita! Rita!
Wait, I'm going to try the door. Not locked. Hello? Anyone here? Rita?
Scott.
What is it?
Stay where you are.
Get out of my way.
Listen, there are two people lying on the kitchen floor.
Where?
Merciful heaven. Rita.
All turned black.
Rita.
Scott.
This isn't Rita. I hear her voice from somewhere else.
Scott, do not touch my body lying there.
The lips aren't moving.
Do not touch anything in this house.
Her voice speaking to us.
Tell them to burn the house down. To burn the bodies with it. Do not touch the meteor in the trunk. The section of it on the table. Or our blackened bodies.
Rita.
Listen to what I say, for my voice will soon fade. I called you to save me, but it was too late. I've been given the power to speak that I may save you from destruction. The meteor, Scott, in it there was a fossil formation. It fell from an earth where life was far more advanced than on this planet.
Great heavens.
It came from a world that suffered a sudden death. A world burned by fire. An evil world.
But how?
And in the animal formation inside the meteor that we three touched, there is still the power of evil.
The meteor.
Go away, Scott. Tell them to burn the house and the blackened bodies you look upon. We were destroyed by the evil fire.
Rita.
Destroy us by the fire of this earth. Destroy us and go away.
Rita.
Steady, Scott.
We heard her voice.
You did.
But she's dead.
She lies here dead.
Yes. Her voice came, perhaps, to save the whole world from destruction. Come, Scott. There's nothing we can do for him. We must find the authorities and tell them our story. And so that's the story, Mr. Calvin.
If it were anyone but you two boys who had witnessed and heard, I could not believe the story. Scott, my heart goes out to you.
Thank you, sir.
And yet, if Rita's voice had not pierced the veil from beyond, many on the earth might have suffered a similar destruction. The house has been burned, the truck destroyed, and the stone carefully lowered into the earth.
Two men of the community had worked on the load with the meteor, the truck, that day, Mr. Calvin. Neither of them suffered from the encounter with it.
No, that is true. But as you told of the things that were said to you, as you looked upon the piece of the meteor lying on the table, the part containing the animal formation, it became clear that it was only by touching it, or the bodies that had touched it, that there could be death.
Yes, that's the way Rita explained it, when her voice came to us.
A planet overtaken by a terrible disaster. A planet of evil. A world that suddenly dies. A world where a certain kind of man has lived is hurled to destruction.
Still carrying its evil powers.
I'll hear on this earth. The men of science reckon and ponder when it will happen to our world. When suddenly we too may suffer the same fate. The same horrible fate.
Woo!
a part of the planet that fell on Earth is now fixed. It will bring no more destruction to this Earth. And the voice of Rita Haynes came to save others from the same horrible death that no other innocent people might meet the same fate. Turn on your lights. Turn them on.
You have just listened to the 294th story by The Hermit, made possible through the courtesy of the Carter Coal Company, producers of Olga Coal, and your Olga dealer. Be sure to order Olga Coal by name. That's the only way you can be sure of getting this particular coal mined from a single seam. No other coal is quite like Olga. And when delivery is made, look for the Olga guarantee seal on the delivery ticket. It's your final assurance of getting genuine Olga coal. If you can hear this program, you should find an Olga dealer near you. Leading coal dealers in towns and cities from Minnesota to Maine, from Ontario to the Carolinas, supply their customers with Olga. In many cities, you can locate your Olga dealer by turning to the coal section of your classified telephone directory. There you will find the dealers listed under Olga, spelled O-L-G-A. In other cities, you can obtain the name of your Olga dealer by writing to the station to which you are listening. Remember, Olga is one of the smokeless coals given a special dustless treatment at the mine, the only Pocahontas treated by the famous Olga process. Olga combines so many good qualities in one coal that it's America's largest selling Pocahontas.
And the Hermit has more stories for you. Listen in again next week for my hound howling. I'll tell you the story of the possessed. I'll be back. Listen.